Back on the Moberly City Manager's Report, Public Works Director Tom Sanders with us. We want to talk about some street work, and people generally think asphalt, concrete, something like that, but there are all kinds of ways to make repairs to streets, aren't there, Tom?
Yeah, and I try to look at it more as maintenance. You know, the overlay is what everybody thinks of as I'm getting a new street where we mill it up and put down a new layer of asphalt down on the surface, and we're doing quite a bit of that every year as well, but we also have several other products that we can put down on that asphalt to maintain it, to extend the life of it and keep a good ride surface until it's time to where we have to do the actual overlay.
All right, before we talk about that, how much street do you have to maintain and how much is getting done this year?
There's a little over 200 lane miles of street, and so when you look at both sides of what people would consider the road, we have a little over 100 lane miles or 100 miles of roads in town that we maintain, and this year we're going to be hitting about 3.3 miles of that with overlay. But overall, with all of our other treatments combined and our overlay, we're going to be hitting a little over 17 miles of roads, so over, you know, close to 15-16% of our streets.
That is a significant amount, isn't it, Tom?
It is substantial. And, you know, some of these things like the microsurface or the CRF, you know, we try to look at those as anywhere from 5 to 10 years of time, what we can expect out of those based on the type of loading we have on those streets. So it's a pretty fair amount.
Okay, what kind of treatments are out there? What's going to be going on this year? Because I know there's something new.
We have added one other thing we've been looking at for a few years now, and Columbia and many other communities around us have used it successfully, and that's the chip seal. We've used that on several streets in town. It's a similar product to what our microsurface adds to the community. It's puts on about a quarter-inch wear surface, you know, and, you know, seals up the cracks, underlying cracks, and just kind of gives that road a additional 5 to 7 years of life out of that, maybe up to 10, depends on loading. This is new for us, but we're getting that in for about a dollar less a square yard as compared to MicroSeal.
All right, there are actually five different types of treatment you're looking at doing here?
Yes, we have our overlay, which is the mill it off, put new asphalt down. Reclamite is, we put that on new asphalt, and then about every 5 years, that just kind of keeps the asphalt binder and the, pliable, where it keeps the rock mended down in there, and that's a really good, doesn't make it more black, doesn't add a surface coating to it, but it just does keep the asphalt pliable. Then we have CRF, which is a product which fills in the voids around asphalt that's starting to age out a little bit. And then the micro seal and the chip seal actually adds back a thin wear surface back to that and seals the pavement.
All right, so I got to ask you, what did winter do?
This winter was very tough with all the freeze thaw cycles. Normally, you know, we see the winters will drop down below freezing, stay there for a while, come back up. But we hovered right around that freeze-thaw. And that's where I think people can see what's happened to our streets and is really evident on South Morley.
All right. Is some work being done by city crews right now?
Our city crews are doing some patching and stuff like that. But one of the contractors, Emery Sapp & Son, is the contractor for the chip seal this year. They are working in town. They've already done probably 50% of what they're going to do. They've got about 4.5 miles of streets they're touching with the chip seal, and so you'll see those crews around town. They'll probably be out of town in another day and a half.
Okay, and more work's going to be taking place as we work our way through the summer?
Yes, there's multiple contractors here on these different products. We could see the CRF and Reclamite in here in the next couple weeks. It'll probably be midsummer on the MicroSeal, and then overlay, I'm trying to have to push it back towards the end of the year, and the reason why, we've got a couple other projects where I'm doing some curb and gutter replacement and some trail programs that I need to get those finished so that we can do the overlay on those streets following that work.
So how do you keep track of everything that's been done, everything that needs to be done? I'm guessing it's on computer.
It is, and we have a rating system, so we look at all of our streets annually, and we rate them based on multiple criteria. And based on that, we use a number. So this, when it falls to a certain point, that's where they come up as needing some kind of treatment. And then we can look at the various products we have in our hands to use at that and make those repairs.
All right, let me ask you about one other thing, too. Route M, it looks like some work's being done there.
On the trail?
On the sidewalk project.
It is nearly completed, this first phase, which is the site. In fact, I walked that the other day, met with a contractor. They had a punch list of some items on seeding and vegetation and also some backfills tying back into driveways. And that is wrapping up. And we will bid the next phase here real quickly, which will be the pedestrian bridge, which will link that gap over the creek. And also we are looking at doing some radar speed signs on both sides of the new crosswalk up there to really kind of, you know, make the drivers aware that they need to be slowing down coming into that crosswalk, because, you know, we're intending the students and other pedestrians to be using that. That's a fairly high speed road.
All right. When do you hope to get phase two started and wrapped up?
I have to close out phase one, get all the paperwork closed out before we can even bid it. I'm hoping that we can, after today or tomorrow, we can have that wrapped up and paperwork submitted where that will allow us to put this out for bid. And I'm looking at probably 30 days and then to go out to bid. So I would say you'd see activity out there on that in 60 days.
All right. Public Works Director Tom Sanders, he's joined us today in Quicksand this morning.